Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
I'm a diabetic. Emergency call. It's Monday, 8 a.m. Thomas Meyerhoff and Alexander Haupter are riding the patient transport ambulance with a trainee when a transport request comes in. They contact the dispatch center by radio and receive the following instructions. Can you collect Mr. König from Lindenstraße 12, second floor? He's unable to walk and needs to be transported with a carry chair to dialysis. Alexander Haupter confirms the request and turns to the trainee who is sitting in the patient compartment behind him. Claudia, Mr. König is a regular customer. The old man has to go to dialysis 3 times a week. It's a straightforward trip, but entertaining. Situation at the scene. The trio maneuver the empty carry chair up the narrow staircase. Mr. König is waiting in the kitchen for the team, his right leg bandaged. Good morning, Mr. König. What's happened to your leg then? Meyerhoff greets the patient. Hello, I have an ulcer on my heel that won't heal. Carefully, the team helps Mr. König onto the carry chair. Meyerhoff cushions the bandaged heel with a blanket. Carrying the patient down 2 floors is demanding, but goes smoothly. On the way to dialysis. In the ambulance, the trainee offers to look after the patient. Alexander, you can sit in the front if you want. I think I'll be able to manage here. They have hardly set off when Claudia begins to talk to Mr. König. How did she come to need dialysis? She wants to know. 15 years ago, my doctor diagnosed me with diabetes. Unfortunately, diet and tablets haven't helped, and I've been injecting myself with insulin for a few years now. He continues, for the last 2 years I've had a problem with my kidneys, and I need regular dialysis. Claudia listens attentively to his medical history and asks, is your heel a result of your diabetes? Mr. König nods. The diabetes damages the blood vessels. First the kidneys, then the pain in the foot. My eyesight is getting worse too. Claudia puts her hand on his hand. He smiles. Arrival at the dialysis unit. While Meyerhoff writes the transport report, Haupter and Claudia take the patient to the dialysis unit. After weighing him, they lift Mr. König into bed and say goodbye. Mr. König puts 2 euros into Claudia's hand and says, thanks very much for the nice chat. Driving back to the ambulance station. Claudia, you must have made a good impression on Mr. König. He doesn't often give a tip, says Haupter. I thought it was interesting, Claudia replies. What type of diabetes does he actually have? Type 2. It's often genetic or a result of obesity, and it is often linked with high blood pressure. Haupter explains further. Mr. König's problem is that a high blood sugar level for many years has done lasting damage to his blood vessels. The kidneys, and the eyes especially, are very sensitive. That's why he has to have dialysis and can't see very well. Claudia uses the opportunity to find out more. And what about type 1? Haupter replies, the cause of juvenile type 1 diabetes is often an autoimmune disease. With diabetics, there are often problems with impaired healing and infections, especially on the feet, like Mr. König. Often they even have to be amputated. Claudia looks at Haupter, shocked. Mr. König too, do you mean? Haupter shrugs his shoulders. Hard to say. At the ambulance station. Claudia decides to write a report on diabetes for her training record. As she is researching on the internet, she comes across the translation for the term diabetes mellitus. Alexander, did you know that diabetes mellitus means honey sweet flow? Haupter nods. They say that in ancient times, the diagnosis was made by tasting the urine, because with diabetes a lot of sugar is excreted in the urine.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Retten-Redaktion.